An Israeli military inquiry says the army was poorly prepared for the raid on an aid flotilla trying to break the Gaza blockade 6 weeks ago. 9 people were killed when Israeli commandos stormed the ships. Israel says they acted in self-defense when they were attacked by pro-Palestinian activists wielding clubs and knives. The report said military intelligence underestimated the violent response. The battle plan was also flawed. For instance, commandos were armed with paint guns because they expected passive resistance. Israeli analyst Ron Angissin.
The strategic thinking has to be, first of all, to have sufficient intelligence, but also the right intelligence, so that we can forestall, so that we can prevent this from happening right from the beginning.
The inquiry does not call for any officers to resign, and former General Yaakov Amidror believes that is the right decision.
I don't think that people should go home, because by losing all those who made mistakes, we are losing a lot of experience. One of the ways to learn and to be better in the future is to learn from mistakes.
Israel has eased the land blockade on Gaza in the wake of international outrage over the flotilla incident, but the naval blockade remains in force to prevent weapons smuggling to the ruling Palestinian militant group Hamas. The Army's report was published as an aid ship hired by a Libyan charity is sailing toward Gaza and plans to defy the blockade. Israel has warned the ship to sail to the nearby Egyptian port of El Arish. But if the vessel remains on course for Gaza, it will be intercepted by the Navy. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.